It's a move that's becoming more and more commonplace in the private sector, an organization moving its enterprise email into a cloud computing environment. But in this case, the organization operates worldwide, and Lieutenant General Jeffrey Sorensen is Chief Information Officer, G6, for the U.S. Army.
The Army has embarked upon an agreement, if you want, an enterprise agreement with DISA to provide email service and calendaring service to the Army, beginning here as we sign the contract in the end of September. The Army CRG6 will move into the cloud here in January. Headquarters DA will do it in February. And subsequent units will then basically fill in the rest of the year to the point that by the end of FY11, all 1.4 million CAC users that we currently have in the Army will essentially be drawing their services for email and calendaring, et cetera, from DISA.
Sorensen announced the new enterprise email agreement with the Defense Information Systems Agency during the Association of the U.S. Army annual meeting now underway at the Washington Convention Center. And while there are many reasons why the Army is doing this now, the main reason, says Sorensen, is to save taxpayer dollars.
We're paying well over $100 today for the seat that we operate today with Microsoft. As we move into the DISA cloud, that cost will drop to something less than $39 a seat. So there's significant savings there that the Army will accrue.
Savings, which Sorensen adds, will go a long way to meeting Defense Secretary Robert Gates' goal to eventually realize $100 billion in savings, which he can move more directly into warfighting budgets. Sorensen says, in essence, that the new agreement with DISA means all those Army Microsoft licenses and service agreements will now be administered on behalf of the Army by DISA. Part of the goal of moving from the Army's exchange servers into the DISA exchange servers in the cloud, says Sorensen, is efficiency combined with better identity management.
As we put people into the cloud, that our identity management basically helps fill out, if you will, the global access list, such that the enterprise email truly becomes an enterprise. As it is today, the Army runs 22 different forces. So the medical community has a force, the IG has a force, ASALT, the acquisition folks have a force, et cetera, et cetera. Collapsing those forces and building out the global access list and making sure that we have provisioned identity management in a proper frame of mind, positioning, I would say, is probably the biggest challenge in my opinion.
Sorensen says this migration will cover 1.4 million unclassified Army network users and another 200,000 users of the Army's secret networks. The CIO G6 and Army headquarters staff will begin to migrate to the DISA cloud in January and February of next year. The rest of the Army, including the Transportation Command, European Command, and Africa Command, will complete their migration by the end of September 2011. The Army's Network Enterprise Technology Command, part of the 9th Signal Command, will serve as the Army ISP for email services. Alfred Rivera, Director of Computing Services for DISA, also says the new arrangement is dictating a new approach to resource architecture for Army email.
The way we're going to architect it is we're going to be building these pods, which is a suite of capability across all our data centers, that allow you to, it's going to include storage, application, and capability globally across the globe, and that each user would be pulling their information from those pods. So we would not have one, it would be a virtual configuration in the cloud as opposed to one physical or maybe two physical sites that have everything against them. So virtually you're going to see these little pods and mini pods instantiated in the cloud.
Down the line, Rivera says the move to enterprise email will also make possible the use of other Microsoft applications in collaborative formats.
SharePoint's one of those ones we're working right now with the Army, as well as with some of the other customers like DLA, where we could bring their SharePoint applications and data into the cloud and integrate it with their Exchange. So that's one area. I think on the security side is exactly what General Sorensen said. It's where we bring the identity and the certification levels up to the cloud so that you're not necessarily just simply being validated at the client level or at the local level. You're being validated at an enterprise security level.
That's Alfred Rivera with the Defense Information Systems Agency at the Washington Convention Center. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.